We continue our series of shiurim on the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Rav Gifter once asked, what did Rav Akiva really know more than Shimon Amsani? Rav Akiva was able to say, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira l'Rabbos Talmidei Chachamim. So he explained that we're used to understanding this Gemara, that we have here a debate between Rabbi Akiva and Shimon Amsani how to learn the Pasuk Ves Hashem Elokecha Tira. Ves Hashem Elokecha Tira, what does it come to teach us? He says that's not the way to understand the Pasuk, the Gemara. He says Rabbi Akiva witnessed Shimon Amsani's behavior. When Shimon Amsani came to the word of Hashem Elokecha Tirosh, Pirish, he stopped. And he said, I don't know Pshat. And not only that, but as we discussed in the previous year, Pirish, Kikem Shchabe Kshara, Drisha Kacha Shchabe Kara, Prisha. Shimon Amsani said, what's most important to me is the truth. Even if it means that everything I did till today will fall away. When Rabbi Akiva saw that there's somebody who could act this way, who could spend his entire life writing a sefer on what do I learn from the word S, but when he comes to Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, he doesn't know what to do, and he says, so maybe everything I did is wrong. Such behavior is what caused Rabbi Akiva to recognize L'Rabbos Talmid Chachamim, what a Talmid Chacham means. And therefore, how we have to act towards Talmid Chachamim with tremendous Yerushimayim. In our previous year, we also discussed that Shimon Amsani was only troubled with the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, but we don't find that Shimon Amsani was troubled with the pasuk of Ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. Why not? So, I saw a pshat in the Paradis Yosef that as people lead a community, there are two styles on how to lead a community. One is to lead with a stronger type of leadership, and one is with a softer type of leadership. Truthfully, he explains, both approaches are required. Sometimes one has to lead strongly, and sometimes one has to lead with a softer touch. So he says, Ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha, to lead with Derech Ahava, S, that even Talmid Chachamim have to lead with Derech Ahava, that people should love what they say. Shimon Amsani was able to teach us. But Shimon Amsani cannot understand that there's an approach on how to teach Talmid Chachamim how to lead with a tough hand. Until Rabbi Akiva came and taught us that Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabbos Talmid Chachamim, that Talmid Chachamim, the leaders of our community, sometimes have to lead with a very strong hand as well. The Dubna Magid explains, as he usually does with a mashal, this concept of Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabbos Talmid Chachamim. He says there was once a blind person who had to travel overseas. And in those days, passports were not as official as they are nowadays. You would get a letter from the government where you lived, giving you, identifying who you were, and identifying and giving you permission to cross the border. This blind person obviously had to take along with him an attendant. He was blind, he couldn't see where he was going. He gets to the border, and the border patrol asks him, does he have the letter that he has to show? He takes out the letter, and they see that indeed he has the proper documentation. But then they ask, and where's the documentation for your attendant? The attendant did not have his own documentation. But the blind person tells the border police, could you please read out loud exactly what it says in the letter I presented to you? And they took out the letter, and it said that this individual, who is blind, has permission to cross the border. So the blind person said to them, if you read the letter, you'll understand that I have permission to take an attendant with me. If the letter clearly indicates that I am blind, and it obviously gives permission for me to take an attendant to take care of me, because obviously a blind person can't cross borders and can't travel all by himself. Says the Dubna Magid, that's pshat in this Gemara, in the Drosh of Akiva. The Torah HaKadosh tells us, as a Shem HaLekech HaTira, we have to fear Hashem. But how are we know how to fear Hashem? How are we supposed to know how to have proper Yerushmaya? We're blind. Tells us the Pasuk, as a Shem HaLekech HaTira, L'Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. The Pasuk comes to teach us that if by showing their Cheretz Tatamid Chachamim, we will come to proper Yerushmayim. Because you can't come to Yerushmayim without first having Yeruf HaTalmid HaChamim. Another pshat I once saw, as Hashem HaLekech HaTira, the Rabbis Talmid HaChamim, a very sharp pshat from the Kotzker, as Hashem HaLekech HaTira, the Rabbis Talmid HaChamim, the Talmid HaChamim also have to have Yerushimayim. Sometimes Talmid HaChamim forget that their purpose in life is to have Yerushimayim. And I saw that the Sfarim say that by having Yeruf HaTalmid HaChamim, by having Yeruf HaTalmid HaChamim, one will be Zoicha to Yeruf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's one final pshat that I want to repeat as we speak about as a Shem HaLekech HaTira, the Rabbis Talmid HaChamim. The Pasuk is teaching us another way how we could be Zoicha to Hashem HaLekech HaTira, how we could bring Yerushmayim to the world. Ramey Shapiro would say, as Hashem HaLekech HaTira, L'Rabbis Talmid HaChamim. We have an obligation, L'Rabbis Talmid HaChamim, to make that there should be more Talmid HaChamim in the world. It would be marber more Talmid HaChamim in the world, then we will be marber Yerushmayim in the world. That's pshat. Kivin Shagil as Hashem HaLekech HaTirish. Once somebody, Shimon HaMsoni didn't know, how could I bring more Yerushmayim to the world? How could I bring more Yerushmayim to the world? Pirish, he didn't have an Eitzah. Ad Shabar Rabbi Kiva Velimed. Rabbi Kiva who came. And all the Mepharshim asked the question, what does the Gemara mean, Ad Shabar Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva came. What do you mean he came? It should say, Ad Shalimed Rabbi Kiva. What's the term? Ad Shabar. Ad Shabar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva came with his 24,000 Talmidim. Rabbi Kiva came with the lesson that he teaches us, that we have to spend our lives being mamid Talmidim. At Shabbat Rabbi Kiva Velimeid, Rabbi Kiva came and taught us, there is a way to be marbi Yerushmayim. The way to be marbi Yerushmayim is by Rabbis Talmid HaChamim, by bringing more Talmid HaChamim in the world. If there will be more Talmid HaChamim in the world, there will be more Yerushmayim in the world, and there will be more bracha in the world, there will be more yeshiyat v'shmaya in the world.